Okay, I'll start with the injuries. Patrick Lee re-injured his same ankle. He did not return. Spencer Havner had a hamstring injury, did not return. Demetri Nance suffered a concussion, did not return. Brandon Chiller re-injured his same shoulder, did not return. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, this was a game that could have gone either way. What do you think the difference was when it comes right down to it?
We felt we're coming in here, it was going to be a 60-minute football game, and that's clearly what it was. And Atlanta made one more play than we did, so... We need to do a better job of, making one more play in the other team in these close games. Atlanta won the field position battle. We had the one turnover in the red zone, and they had the big return there at the end. All big plays in the game.
Mike, can you talk about the wide receivers set and Aaron running out of that?
Well, really, we played them up in the Lambeau Field 2 years ago, and they. Played us a lot of coverage against those sets, and they did today. Actually, they pressured more today than we've seen of late. And, so we feel it's something we do a very good job of playing on this fast surface here at the Dome. Liked our matchups, and I thought Aaron did a very good job handling the pressure and also handling the three-man rush. One was a check. The first one was a check. The second one was called. Yes. I didn't really talk to Aaron about the second one. He hit his funny bone on the play, but upstairs we felt we had the apex and the A gap, but the ball came out on the initial hit. Was the information I was given. Well, family penalties, the pre-snap penalties are unacceptable. The personal foul, that's a discipline penalty. You can't have those types of things. And that's what it comes down to. You talk about making one more play than your opponent in this type of game. And, the big penalty there at the end is, 15 yards of big field position.
Like, how was your tackling today? It seemed like they kept some, they just got the yard.
Well, we missed some tackles. I thought it was a good, solid effort from our defense. Solid effort from the offense. There's some things we're going to correct tomorrow as a football team fundamentally that we've been doing very good coming into this game that we did not do as good today. We'll correct those and we'll get ready for San Francisco.
Short yardage?
Really, the third one, the goal line, I actually tried to call a timeout. That's a bad play. That's a bad play selection on my part. The first third one down there when we kicked the field goal, they substitute the goal line defense. Late, and then frankly, I didn't like what I saw in some of the running game, and we had to. We felt very good about the matchups we had outside, so that's why we wanted so much spread. It came too late. Yes.
Were the TVs synced up? Because ours were late on that. Were you coaches able to see the TVs on that?
Well, I got the information, but it's always a little different when you're on the road. I don't know how it is where you guys sit. The information that was given is late. It's a big NFC game. 7-4. We still have a lot of football in front of us. We need to get this next one. Because now we're into December football. There's no redos and no, hey, we can get them next week. And we've been playing good football. We did a lot of positive things today. A lot of positive play from a number of different players. But, you have to play big at the adverse times of the game. And then we talk about, adversity play calls on offense. We talk about playing adversity defense. Actually, we've been playing outstanding adversity defense throughout the year, and then one, the big play on special teams, it definitely hurt us there at the end.
I think you put too many points out there in the first half.
I mean, we fumbled on the 1 yard line. It can cost us points. All we knew it was going to be limited series. I mean, they're going to run the football, shorten the game. There's a reason why they didn't go no huddle. So, we knew it was going to be, probably in the 20s type football game. I'm not surprised the way the game went. And you have to make. You got to be more disciplined than the Atlanta Falcons, and they made one more play than we did. I'm sorry, Tom.
On Gonzalez's touchdown late, was there a
It was a double move. I mean, he ran a double move route. He beat us on the route.
How about Aaron?
I mean, I thought Aaron Rodgers played huge today. I mean, he had the one play, you know, he wished he had back, but, you know, he's just the way he played with his feet, extended plays, handled the pressure, you know, the no huddle. I mean, that's the operation, the huddle, he did an outstanding job. You want to walk away to victory is number one, but that was probably one of his better individual performances. Well, we feel it's a strength of ours. And, you know, spent a ton of time on no huddle throughout the spring and throughout the summer, but just we never got to it early in the season because of, you know, because all the change that was going on with our personnel. So we feel it's something that we do very well, able to get, you know, a good play, best play available mentality at the line of scrimmage. Aaron had a package and he did a great job running it.